Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
Welcome, this is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. You can keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. Welcome. This is Slumber Party every Tuesday from 6 to 7. I'm DJ Coco, and I'll be your host for this hour. Usually I'm joined by DJ Star, but she is off studying abroad in Germany right now, so she is not here for the next couple episodes and the previous ones, but that's okay because I'm here for tonight. This is kind of a more of a chill episode. I just have some music that I'd really like to play this week. Thinking of revisiting a topic that I talked about a little while back, so stay tuned for that. But I wanted to start off with this first song because I heard this last night and I have not stopped listening to it since. I think I've listened to it about 10 times minimum. So I'm going to start off with this. So it's called Jungle Fever by The Honest Guy, and it's from his album Velvet Soul. It says it's a deluxe album, so take a listen.
Me see you, me see tears on my pillow. Me see is only thing that's on her mind. She got a taste for only finer things. Dollars, yours is a true measure.
I know that you don't really feel the same.
absolutely incredible song. I love the saxophone playing and the jazz influence. I haven't heard a song like this in a while that does this R&B and jazz fusion, but this is definitely on my top 10 songs of all time already after hearing it last night. Anyways, kind of a brief rundown of the song, but just wanted to remind you, you're tuning into Slumber Party every 6 to 7 on CGSF 90.1 FM located in Burnaby. That was that. I had to bypass all my other songs for that. But I also wanted to do two of the next songs from the same band as well, which I also bypassed my other songs for. Because last Saturday, just on this weekend, I got to volunteer and help out with the Studio 6 session at CGSF 90.1 FM here. And we had the band called Sour Dope come in, and they played some of their new, I guess, singles that they've been releasing lately. And so, amazing. It was great to hear them live. It was kind of also jazz as well, jazz influenced. I would say more maybe acid jazzy, but I'll let you decide yourself. So I'll play some of their songs here for you. So I'm going to first do Water Temple, and then the one right after that is called Change It Up. So enjoy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Joseph, 90.1 FM, Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco, and I'm your host for this hour. That last song you just heard was called Change It Up by Sour Dope, from their single that was recently released a couple months ago. And then the one before that was also from Sour Dope, which was their song Water Temple. I decided to do two back-to-back songs because I had the great pleasure of listening to this band live on Saturday at CJSF's Studio 6 session here at the radio station, which was absolutely amazing. Incredible playing. I wish I knew how to play saxophone after watching. But I liked it so much that actually next Friday, or I guess, no, this Friday, May 23rd, I'm going to go see Kara Bateman, who was the saxophonist for Sour Dope that I saw on the weekend, where she's playing some female punk rock, I believe, and it's at 648 Kingsway. So I'll be there if you can make it. Go ahead, go check her out. She was amazing, and I would completely recommend going to that. Anyways, I decided maybe let's try some talking. And also, by recommendation of my dad, that I'd play something in the background. So, since I've been in such a jazzy mood with the first couple songs, I'm gonna put some jazz in the background, because why not? So, I've already talked about Buddhism before, a couple episodes ago, and kind of to refresh your memory and my own memory, I wanted to hit back on some points that I talked about, and as well kind of go more into depth with the topics, because I feel like I missed out a couple of key details, which I regret not mentioning before. So kind of a little brief recap and some more depth into especially the Eightfold Path. So Buddhism itself is technically a religion and philosophy. So it is non-theistic, which means that it doesn't follow a particular god or any multitudes of gods, but it more focuses on the teachings to reach this state of enlightenment or nirvana. So some people think of it as religion, some as a philosophy, others think of it as a way of life, and I personally think it's a lot about your personal development and self-discovery and kind of understanding the true nature of reality. So kind of more statistical facts here. It is the world's fourth largest religion. So it has 500 million followers, which is approximately 8 to 10% of the population, which doesn't sound like too much percentage-wise, but that's still a pretty incredible number, having 500 million people follow this. But most of these people, most Buddhists, are in Southeast Asia, most commonly. So places like Cambodia, Sri Lanka, Vietnam, Mongolia. And it's not as popular in the Western Hemisphere, but I believe it is getting more popular, especially with kind of the hippie era as well, worth mentioning. But kind of the origin of Buddhism, though, was in Southeast Asia. It was traced back to 6th or around 5th century before Common Era, BCE. And it kind of all started with this one guy. His name was Siddhartha Gautama. He is now also known as the Buddha. And this, he grew up in Northeast India, which is now boundaries of Nepal. So Gautama, he was the warrior son of a king and queen. So he had lots of luxuries and pleasures being a prince. I mean, you have everything handed to you, kind of, in a way. And so one time he went outside the palace boundaries and saw, during his chariot rides, that he saw so much human suffering. So he saw old age, illness, death, and he kind of just wanted to find the reason for all of this, and why is life like this for many and almost basically everyone. And so he tried getting teachers and getting people to teach him about this, but he had no luck. So he decided to try meditating and finding the answer within him. And he did this and did this meditation under the tree, which is now called the Bodhi tree, for 6 months. Sometimes I'm not 100% sure where he went to the washroom, where he ate, where he had water, but details aside, he eventually reached this point of nirvana or enlightenment that gave him the true answers to the suffering, human suffering, and how to stop it. So now the teachings that he learned once he reached a state is called the Dharma, which are through the two kind of teachings called the Four Noble Truths, which is more the reason why, and then the Eightfold Path, which is kind of the way that we can reach the state with tangible, kind of tangible steps. So I went into the Noble Truths the first episode a little more, so I just wanted to give a tiny more brief recap. So the first Noble Truth is called the Truth of Suffering. So this just says that life itself, human life itself, is suffering. And suffering is not the best translation, since it was translated from Sanskrit, I believe. But it's just the fact that everything is temporary. So even happiness as well. Happiness is temporary. You eat a piece of chocolate, you're going to be unhappy after you finish it, kind of way. So there's always this undercurrent of this anxiety or uncertainty about the future and in the now as well. And so the second one is called the Truth of the Cause of Suffering. So this is why we have this suffering. So it can be due to many things. Basically, the essence of it is that we humans are suffering because of being ignorant and kind of a misunderstanding of life itself. So we chase very short-term goals and things like relationships and intangible objects and things like money, fame, prestige, even bragging rights. And so the third point says there is the truth of the end of suffering. So to avoid all this and this cycle, which the first two points mention, which is called samsara, which is this cycle of suffering and rebirth and suffering, and it goes over and over and over again. So you can actually reach this phase called enlightenment or nirvana that ends this. And point number four is that there is a truth of the path that leads to the end of suffering. So this directly mentions the Eightfold Path that can get us to this state of enlightenment or nirvana. So I didn't go too much into the Eightfold Path before, and I'm gonna give just a small summary of it today. It is a very heavy topic that I realize, and this topic will need many, many more episodes since it is such a rich religion, and all religions in general are just incredibly rich. So I can just try my best here. So the Eightfold Path is this more tangible path of steps to liberate from this cycle of suffering and rebirth called samsara that leads to nirvana and enlightenment. So it's not linear at all. You don't have to do all these points in order exactly, and it takes an entire life to do all this. So it is holistic, and you're supposed to engage in all these practices simultaneously. And as well, this is all not supposed to be a rule book that says yes, no, like don't do this. I believe the Buddha doesn't like using the word don't, but just trying your best to minimize these harmful behaviors or thoughts or actions. So the first one is called right view. And just want to mention that for all of these eight points, they all start with the word right. So this first one is called right view, which is having the correct understanding of the Four Noble Truths, and as well for karma, that all of our actions have consequences. The second one is called right intention. So this is to kind of renounce any of your harmful actions, developing goodwill and having compassion towards everyone. So essentially just being kind and ethical. The third point is right speech. So this is trying not to gossip, don't spread hatred, don't lie, anything that has to do with harming another person through your words, try your best not to do. And then number four, we have right action. So this is leading a life aligned with your moral principles, and so thus the actions that you lead with them. So don't kill people, don't steal, don't do any sexual misconduct. I'm using the word don't, but it's more of just a try not to do this kind of thing. And then number five, we have right livelihood. So this is choosing work or just practices that you do every day for daily life that is ethical and doesn't harm others. So it's pretty similar to action. So for example, don't make your career trafficking other humans in a way. Number six is right effort. So this is to have kind of a persistent or just try your best in reducing all these negative or unwholesome behaviors and thoughts. And number seven would be right mindfulness. This is a pretty common one. I think people would know about this one, is that it's just being fully aware and present in the moment. So this is observing your body, your mental state, and feelings with clear and non-judgmental awareness. So this is something that I particularly struggle with all the time. I believe that I'm very hypercritical of myself, and practicing mindfulness does not come easy to me, and a lot of other people as well. And it's just kind of trying to separate that thoughts, your thoughts are not facts. Just wanted to put that out there. And then the final point is right concentration. So this is the kind of the face of Buddhism when people think of it, is meditation. So this is to develop a focused mind, leading to a state of mental tranquility and insight. So yeah, meditate. I have been trying to meditate myself. I have my own little Bodhi tree in the park next to me that I try my best whenever I walk my dog, and we meditate under the tree. He tries his best, but he can't sit for too long. And it's hard to sit and clear thoughts because I feel like I just have a billion thoughts running through my head all the time. And